So this was Anagarika Dharmapala, the first of our five great Buddhists of the 20th century. I've dwelt on his life at some length, more in fact than I shall do in the case of some of the other great Buddhists. And I've done this because his life and theirs share to a great extent a common background. A background which has two great features, a background distinguished by two great features. First of all, the revival of Buddhism in India, after it had been virtually extinct there for several centuries, and then, secondly, the beginning of the introduction of Buddhism to the West. Dharmapala's life was in fact significant in many ways. I'll mention just a few of these. First of all, he was the first Anagarika in modern times. He wasn't a bhikkhu, but he wasn't a layman in the ordinary sense. It seems that he took the brahmacharya vow in his 9th year, and he remained faithful to it all his life. An Anagarika, of course, is a celibate full-time worker for Buddhism. He wore the yellow robe, or rather a yellow robe, not of the traditional bhikkhu pattern, but he didn't shave his head. He seems to have felt that the observance of all the Vinaya rules would rather get in the way of his working freely for the Dharma, especially as he travelled around the world. And yes, as I've also mentioned, his life had a background of meditation. He wasn't a Buddhist activist, just sort of flitting from one Buddhist conference to another. And it's very important to remember this. It's very important to remember that our work for Buddhism must spring from and be the expression of a deep experience of Buddhism itself. And this is very difficult to achieve without regular meditation. Dharmapala also realized the importance of going for refuge. This is another thing that I discovered when I examined his diaries. At the top of every alternate page, he wrote these words, as if to remind himself of this fact. He wrote, "The only refuge for him who aspires to true perfection is the Buddha alone." So this is what he told himself, as it were. This is what he reminded himself of every day of the year, year after year. Going for refuge, as most of us, I think, appreciate, going for refuge to the three jewels is the fundamental, decisive, definitive act of the Buddhist life. It's what makes us a Buddhist. It's what unites us all. Whether we are monks or lay people, male or female, we all go for refuge. And then again, this may come rather surprisingly to some of you, Dharmapala was a pioneer of the arts and crafts movement. He did his best to encourage the traditional arts and crafts of Ceylon, which of course the missionaries certainly hadn't encouraged. And he discouraged imported fashions. In particular, he urged the Sinhalese women to wear the sari. He was rather against them wearing Western-style frocks. I don't know what he'd have to say about the present-day jeans. In short, he encouraged pride in one's national indigenous culture. And of course, Dharmapala was a great pioneer of Buddhist revival in India, as well as being the first Buddhist in modern times to preach the Dharma in three continents, in Asia, in America, and in Europe. Such then was the Anagarika Dharmapala.